Genesis chapter 38. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned into a certain Adullamite, whose name was Hira. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite, whose name was Shuah. And he took her and went into her. And she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Er. And she conceived again and bore a son, and she called his name Onan. And she yet again conceived and bore a son, and called his name Shelah. And he was at Kezib, and she bore him. And Judah took a wife for Er, his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Er, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of Yahweh, and Yahweh slew him. And Judah said to Onan, "Go in to your brother's wife, and marry her, and raise up seed to your brother." And Onan knew that the seed should not be his, and it came to pass, when he went into his brother's wife, that he spilled it upon the ground, lest he should give seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased Yahweh, wherefore he slew him also. Then said Judah to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, "Remain a widow at your father's house till Shelah, my son, is grown." For he said, "Lest peradventure he die also, as his brethren did." And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And in process of time, the daughter of Shuah, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted and went up to his sheep shearers to Timnath, him and his friend Hira the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, "Behold, your father-in-law goes up to Timnath to shear his sheep." And she put her widow's garments off from her, and covered her with a veil, and wrapped herself, and sat in an open place, which is on the way to Timnath. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given to him for a wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be a harlot, because she had covered her face. And he turned into her by the way, and said, "Come now, I ask you, let me come into you." For he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, "What will you give me that you may come into me?" And he said, "I will send a kid from the flock." And she said, "Will you give me a pledge till you send it?" And he said, "What pledge shall I give you?" And she said, "Your signet and your bracelets and your staff that is in your hand." And he gave it to her and came into her, and she conceived by him. And she arose and went away and laid by her veil from her and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend the Adullamite to receive his pledge from the woman's hand. But he did not find her. And then he asked the men of that place, saying, "Where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside?" And they said, "There was no harlot in this place." And he returned to Judah and said, "I cannot find her." And also men of the place said that there was no harlot in this place. And Judah said, "Let her take it to her, lest we be ashamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and you have not found her." And it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, saying, "Tamar, your daughter-in-law, has played the harlot. And also, behold, she is with child by whoredom." And Judah said, "Bring her forth, and let her be burnt." When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, "By the man whose these are am I with child." And she said, "Discern, I ask you, whose are these, the signet, the bracelets, and staff?" And Judah acknowledged them, and said, "She has been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah, my son." And he knew her again no more. And it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, "This came out first." And it came to pass as he drew back his hand that, behold, his brother came out. And she said, "How have you broken forth? This breach be upon you." Therefore his name was called Phares. And afterward his brother came out that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zarah. End of chapter 38.